Good morning, everyone. Today is the 23rd of October, 2022, Sunday morning. You know, oftentimes when we think we have a relationship with someone, we find out we didn't have a relationship at all. And I guess it all depends on how you define a relationship. I don't really see a relationship as being a temporary relationship. I see a relationship as being a permanent one. And over the years, a lot of people that said they loved me and they called me brother and they did programs with me, they did Bible studies with me, they sent me gifts and all kinds of things. They no longer want to communicate with me. And the primary reason that that happens is that there's a disagreement in what we believe. It's a disagreement. It comes up. It takes about a year to really get to know somebody. It takes about a year. And when they find out how in opposition I am to the mainstream of society, they are ready to take a hike, okay? Because, frankly, I hold some very unpopular positions. And the reason I hold those positions is because the Bible holds those positions. I can give you a few examples, okay, where people decide they don't want to any longer have any kind of communication with me. And, you know, even though they said they loved me and they really agreed with me on a lot of things, on many things we agreed, but on one thing often, one thing, they'll say, I think you need to take me off your email list. Okay. In other words, cha-chung, it's over, you know. That's not very much of a relationship, is it? You know. Some of the things that over the years people have disagreed with me on is a lot of people disagree with me on this, my assertion that there's no such thing as a free offer of the gospel. No such thing as a free offer of the gospel. That would annihilate the doctrine of predestination. It would annihilate John 6:37, which says, all the Father hath given me will come to me. That would annihilate the Scripture that says those who he foreknew, he also predestinated. You know, and so that's been a big, big stickler. People want to think that there's an offer out there. I've often said that God is not a used car salesman. He doesn't offer anything. God completes what he sets about to do, and it's in an eternal decree, in a covenant between the Father and Son. The work of Christ was already done before the foundation of the world. So, another thing that has brought separation between many, many people over the years is the aspect of what I call the feminization of the culture. It's been a big issue. People don't even realize how feminized they've become. Even the men have become feminized, you know. And the Apostle Paul was real clear about that, you know, especially in regards to church leadership. You know, there's a reason why he took opposition and he said, let the women be silent in the churches. Look at what's going on today. You know, Beth Moore and Elizabeth Elliot and all of these self-proclaimed ministers of the gospel like Ann Graham Lott, you know. And they should be home. They should shut up and go home as far as I'm concerned. And so when I take that position, a lot of people say, oh, he hates women. No, I don't hate women. I don't hate women at all. I've been with the same woman for 48 years. You know, 2 years I'll have my golden anniversary. So you can't say I hate women. But that's brought a lot of separation over the years. Another thing that's brought a lot of separation, which, I think that people just don't, you know, they don't understand why I'm so strong on this. But when I make assertions that the true Church of Christ today is underground, you know, I mean, there are exceptions. I know there are, but for the most part, brick and mortar churches have already sold out to the system. You know, Alberto Rivera said that before he died, that the greatest signal would be that whenever the United States joins in with Roman, with the Pope, that all the churches would flock right on board. And that's exactly what happened when Ronald Reagan became president and took his oath of office and did his inauguration facing the obelisk, the image of the beast. So that's another thing that a lot of people have parted company over, because I've always taken a very strong position against the Antichrist papacy, the Roman Catholic Church. And many, many people have gone into Rome today and drunk of the harlot cup, you know, from some of the top, considered the top Christian leaders in the United States, including Billy Graham having an audience with the Pope, as well as people like Bill Gaither and different people, you know. Another thing people don't like to talk about, and they want to cut you off the moment you bring it up, and that is if you take the position that you are, you're apolitical. In other words, you're not involved in politics. You know, I had one guy tell me, you know, it's better to choose the lesser of the two evils. Where does he get that from the Bible, to choose the lesser of the two evils? Let's see, we've got two candidates for president, one murderer and one a liar. So which of the two evils do you want in? Do you want a liar or a murderer, you know? And so I've always stated the position that a number of years ago, over 20 years ago, I pretty much withdrew from all kind of politics, because it's all corrupt from the top down, from the president, the senators, the congressmen, the representatives, your local politicians, you know, and your school board members, presidents, and your mayors and your governors and your chief of police, they're all corrupt. They're all sold out to a very corrupt system. Why do you think the United States is in such a mess today? Another thing that people don't want to fellowship with you when they discover that you take a position against secular education. You know, I do not uphold any kind of secondary education. When I say secondary, beyond high school. And high school is, much of the curriculum in high school is corrupted as well. I mean, when they teach you wrong concepts of cosmology, and they teach you wrong concepts of sexuality, and they teach you wrong concepts of science, and they teach you wrong concepts of creation, even in elementary school. So I'm a very strong supporter of homeschool. But anyway, as far as colleges and universities, you know, I don't want any part or parcel of any of them, including cemeteries where you get your death certificate. And when you talk like that to people, because there's a lot of people that are highly revered, I want you to know, that have theological degrees, including people like John MacArthur, who is the president of Master's College. Call no man reverend. Call no man master on the earth. Call no man father, you know. And so when you take a position against secular education, because a lot of people, that is their idol. That is their idol, is education. Well, that's just a few of the things that have brought separation between people that said they loved me, you know. I recently had a conversation with one of my cousins, and she said, "I love you very much." She told me one time, "I just don't like the way you think. I'll see you in heaven and everything." That's what you call a relationship, you know. Let's wait to heaven. Let's wait till we get to heaven to have a relationship. Okay. Well, anyway, I want to encourage those that have had this same experience that I have in relationships where people have, when they found out that you try to uphold the Bible on cosmology, on coming against feminism, on coming against secular education, on coming against, you know, so-called science, heliocentrism, coming against Darwinism and evolutionism and so on, that if you've experienced that, well, then just realize that you're not alone. May the good Lord be with you today. God bless.